Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Congressional Democrats have abandoned a backup proposal to increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. NPR's Aisha Roscoe explains.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders had proposed imposing tax penalties on big companies that don't raise their minimum wage. But our colleague Susan Davis is reporting that Senate Democrats are abandoning that effort after facing some resistance. Stripping out that $15 minimum wage may actually make the rescue package easier to pass.
The minimum wage effort was part of President Biden's nearly $2 trillion relief package now working through Congress. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson says it is starting to ship its newly authorized COVID-19 vaccines out today. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, with a third COVID vaccine in the U.S., demand still exceeds the current supply.
Nearly 4 million doses of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine are ready and will be allocated to states and local jurisdictions. Some doses will go directly to retail pharmacies, mass vaccination sites, and to federally qualified health centers and could make it into arms this week. So far, about 20% of the adult population in the U.S. has received at least one shot, and 25 million people have received both doses. But many more who are eligible are still waiting. More mega sites at stadiums and civic centers are set to open, and supplies are expected to expand in the coming weeks. Johnson & Johnson is expected to deliver 100 million doses by June. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Israel's Supreme Court is ending the country's mass surveillance program to track coronavirus infections through cell phone data. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
The Shin Bet spy agency has used cell phone data to track when Israelis come in contact with a virus carrier. Text messages order them to quarantine. Israeli privacy advocates and some health experts opposed the surveillance program. Some Israelis said they received text messages in error. Israel's Supreme Court said it didn't want this spying to become permanent. One judge compared it to Big Brother and said Israel was the only Western democracy to use a clandestine spy agency in the fight against the coronavirus. The court said contact tracers are more effective at tracking infections. Now Israel may only use cell phone surveillance on those who refuse to cooperate with contact tracers. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Iran is rejecting a meeting with the U.S. and European countries to discuss reviving the 2015 nuclear agreement. Iran's foreign ministry says now is not the right time. An Iranian statement says that's due to actions by the U.S. and three European powers, but did not specify further. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 661 points, or more than 2%. The Nasdaq is up 300 points. You're listening to NPR. A court in France has sentenced former French President Nicolas Sarkozy to 3 years in prison, with two of those suspended. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that Sarkozy, who was president from 2007 to 2012, was convicted for trying to bribe a judge.
The court found Sarkozy guilty of offering to boost a judge's chance of obtaining a plum posting in Monaco in 2014 in return for leaked information about a judicial inquiry against him. The original inquiry was related to charges that Sarkozy received illegal funding for his 2007 presidential campaign from L'Oreal heiress Liliane Bettencourt. The state's case is based on wiretaps of conversations between Sarkozy and his lawyer in 2014. The 66-year-old former president has denied the charges and will appeal. Sarkozy's defense stated as evidence the fact that the judge never got his job in Monaco. But the court said it made no distinction between a successful corruption attempt and a failed one. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Golden Globes for the Best in Film and TV have been awarded. In the TV category, Netflix took top honors. The best drama was the Netflix series, The Crown, and stars Emma Corrin and Josh O'Connor won Best Acting Awards. Best Comedy Series was Schitt's Creek, and Netflix won again for Best Limited Series with The Queen's Gambit, and Best Actress for its star, Anya Taylor-Joy. Two astronauts aboard the International Space Station completed a 7-hour spacewalk on Sunday. NASA's Kate Rubins and Victor Glover worked to install equipment. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.